saying.
Pure savages on the field.
I really do hate Fulton, dude.
Huh?
I really hate Fulton.
Bad.
Yeah. I hate their whole city. I feel like the people there are fucking... Not really, but you know what I mean. Like, obviously, there's the out of all the douchebags in each city, each city's douchebags, Philly might have the worst douchebags.
Yeah.
Like, the grimiest, dirtiest, smelliest douchebags. Hopefully no one from Philly's a lot listening.
Fuck it. I don't give a fuck.
Third down, baby. Come on. Dude, I hope they just stomp
us. It's a big play, huh?
Yeah. As much as I love close games, this looks like D. Ware coming around the corner.
Yeah.
Like, literally with the same arm sleeve.
Dude, he was huge. He's in Dallas, he was a fucking... He was huge.
Yeah, he's a... He just had, like, a perfect career. Like, left early, but still had a Hall of Fame career. Probably is not too brain dead. No, he's definitely probably brain dead. But, like, everyone on this field in 20 years won't be able to speak.
That's fucking sick.
And the Eagles will
pump
it a second time.
It's really he might have fucking held the fuck out of him. Right, well, I was actually pretty good, but I didn't know why.
Lawrence, dude, is fucking sick.
Dude, yeah.
But that is a nice stand there by the Dallas Cowboys on defense.
Cole Beasley.
Dude, he's sick. I don't give a fuck.
Dude, he's like low key, like the heart of Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
He just like any clutch play we any clutch play we need.
Oh man.
Damn. But I feel like any like huge play Dallas needs, Cole Beasley's coming up.
Yeah.
He was like the Jason Witten now.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Witten always made that big time.
He wouldn't drop. He never. I don't think he ever dropped a ball.
No, but he also yards after catch were always zero. No, he did have some nice ones. But usually, wherever he caught it, that's where he was going down.
I swear to God, it was either zero. He was never negative. I'll say that.
Oh, yeah. You'd just catch it, and it would be like, you'd just be... Because people were on him.
Yeah.
Like, he was being tackled as he was catching it. The only times he had running was no one was fucking him when he was open, and then he would just fucking catch steam. Dude, against Philly, remember when his helmet was off? And he had that sick run after his helmet came off. He just kept running.
Hey, portal call, Rory.
Who?
Happy Witten. Birthday!
You guys
yeah.
Of course I remember. You're my sister.
Well, what'd you get me?
I got you.
That's a big ass screen.
So what the fuck is that?
This.
It's half dead.
Just like you.
Ooh. Oh, wait till your birthday.
That's pretty fucking sick.
Carol.
Dude, that is the future.
Hey, how much would you pay for that?
Realistically.
That's going to turn into not just that, it's going to turn into a whole
It's
going to
be like on like your refrigerator, like a whole fucking...
Yeah. It'll be on some more than that.
Though. Yeah, you'll be able to like do that on anything, dude. That's what we got. Pretty much anything in your house.
Yeah, I think it's just going to be like a giant, like...
Like everything's going to be like... I feel like everything's going to be touchscreen.
Exactly. I know what you're saying, dude. And you can have you seen the movie Fahrenheit 51?
No.
Michael B. Jordan's in it, but it was similar. Like the mirrors in the bathroom would like have like just like shit on it. It'd be like a screen, and then it talks to you, and it like knows what you're doing, and it will like call you out if like it was weird. Like it would pretty much call you out if you were doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I get it.
But it's pretty much like just the second. It's like another voice, and it's like it's weird, dude. But I think that's going to be the future of it.
Yeah. Santa,
but it's
going
to be just a giant wall talking to you.
Yeah.
Like, good morning. Like, literally, you can have a full-blown conversation, ask it questions, and you have every answer on the blank.
Oh, like that? And we're getting, like that interlock?
It's going to be a human.
Yeah. Just robots.
Yeah. And then if, like, if you leave the house, you can have, like, that thing pretty much, like, if you get to lock a door or close a window, it'll pretty much be able to just do it.
Yeah. Because
it is the house. It's, like, controlling the house. I'm sick of that, dude. I see it in 20 years.
That's crazy.
All week long, tonight show.
Yeah, it's honestly very possible.
Like, it's going to wake you up, vibrate your bad, like, shoot you up. But it's also going to, it might be a good and bad thing.
Huh?
It'll be a good and bad thing.
Yeah.
You know?
That'd be pretty awesome, to be honest.
Because it'll pretty much be every, like, you can pretty much program it to live the life you want to live, and it'll set up the proper thing, and it'll just direct you for the right schedule, and it'll just pretty much direct everything for you. Like, all organization, you don't even have to think about it anymore. Get out of town.
Yeah.
But.
Couldn't hold on,
intended
for Amari Cooper as
Rougé
Hill.
Yo, Cooper better fucking
stop it. Dak is staring these things down too much. Watch him. He's going to look out here right away. Rougé Hill is just going to read his eyes. They're in his own defense.
Oh, yeah, that's fucking ugly pass. That was terrible.
We didn't even see him.
He's not giving a fuck.
Look.
Somewhere other than where he's throwing.
That's not the Iron Champ.
He has to get rid of the ball with a little more anticipation than what we've been seeing so far here tonight.
That's what I mean. Like, he's got the eyes of Jason Garrett, not the eyes of Bill Belichick.
No,
you know what I mean?
Dump off here. And Elliott will take it out to the 12-yard line. Had no blocking in front of him. Third down.
Let's take a look at the freezing throw that happened earlier in this game. Dak Prescott, watch how many shuffle steps he takes here before he throws this. If he throws that right now,
it's water, dude.
I think he's going to get the completion.
Yeah.
By the time he sees it and then
he
throws
it. Dude, he's hesitating. And that's what Jason Garrett does, like, dude.
Just a little hesitant to pull the trigger. You have to kind of throw it.
I know, dude.
Before
it's terrible.
They're open, knowing they're going to be open.
Third down and six. Prescott,
and his pressure. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Good shit.
First down.
That's sick. That's a huge pickup, I swear to God.
Like, there's a difference between punting and fucking marching. Little plays like that are giant.
This is a gutsy catch. You know you're going to take a shot. You know you're trying to crush your new team.
That's sick.
And you fight for a
he said, I'm taking the hit. Yeah,
because
he got
fantastic.
Fucking popped. He knew it was coming,
all right.
Though.
All right, I'll take that.
Cowboys with three first downs, all.
Like, why would we run that right there, dude? What's that? That, like, fucking end around right there.
You just hand it to him?
Yeah, dude, I swear to God, it's just such a fucking. You already have the speed advantage.
Cause already
like you're already you're getting positive yards.
Dude, it's so hard though because the defensive ends are so quick. They just run shuffly like 20 miles an hour and just jump 5 yards and tackle.
Yeah, dude, I swear everyone's fucking nuts in this league, dude. It's crazy.
Like DNs just turned into like wideouts that gained 100 pounds.
Yeah,
they're all running 4.3s.
Yeah,
they might be the most like freakishly athletic. Players on the football field are the outside linebackers and DNs. Doing like a sick 4-point stance and smashing someone every play.
Yeah.
Like there's no player you're just like not getting. Like you're smashing a 300-pound wall every time.
Every time.
And they're so quick.
They're going to be making their decisions on him. On these coaches, based on how Dak Prescott plays, let's find out.
Absolutely.
He's probably playing just to get Garrett out of there.
Four first downs for the Cowboys thus far.
Dude, the thing was, Garrett was a great offensive coordinator. And they just moved him to head coach.
Burns the closest cuts, put the pressure on second down and 10.
This dude looks retarded.
Who's that?
Prescott,
so
oh, yeah.
On the other side of the field.
Dude, yeah, like,
the
his first year, it looked like he had the most swag out of
but
anyone.
Anytime your
it was the sickest thing I ever seen in my life.
Which is going to
I was pumped.
In this game a lot.
I was very pumped that we got him.
Dude, he had, like, 19 touchdowns, to zero picks. Dude, yeah, like, MVP. Like, he was, like, close to MVP. Wasn't he?
You need to take the hit.
I think he might have gotten rookie fucking.
He got rookie of the year.
Yeah.
I remember him and Elliott were like,
yeah.
Because Elliott was terrible. He had two his first year.
Deadly.
Two.
Deadly.
And the Cowboys now take a.
Dude, now our fucking. I swear to God, dude, our center's out with this disease and it just fucked everything up. Honestly,
the center, dude, he was solid. Dude, he's the best fucking center in the league. Yeah. That's fucked. That probably really is a big fucking loss. Ooh, look, he's in there. That's what I mean.
Those are the only two successful ones on the right there.
Well, on the right?
Cam Newton and Dante Culpepper.
Culpepper wasn't even that successful, really. I mean, he was pretty good, though.
He was good, but...
because he had Randy Moss. when Randy Moss is wearing a thing. He's just jumping over 5-6 corners and just like...
dude, I mean, really just fucking catching a fucking tennis ball.
Yeah. And he can jump like 3 feet behind and he's 6'4". Here we go. Dude, just like that.
Holding. And then they're just holding him.
Yeah, every time. Anytime Dallas gets a good run play, you know this.
Dude, I'm telling you, every time.
Yeah, they're Dallas for the past fucking 10 years have been the most undisciplined team when it comes to penalties.
Dude, it just pisses me off so much.
Like, you just know for a fact. Like, you don't even get... I get more nervous on the big plays. I get nervous on the big plays because I know they're going to get called back. Yeah.
They've been using Noah Brown, number 85, when he's...
those
been
are nice ass hoodies,
game,
though.
It's basically been facts when they've been running the football, so you can get a little bit of a tip on that. And then they bring Amari Cooper back in there. You kind of know what's happening there. There goes Noah Brown out of the game and Amari back in.
And Brown just activated on injured reserve. Ron Smith is now in the game in the backfield.
What are you doing, bud? Prescott back to pass.
It's a short pass up to the 26-yard line.
No
gain here.
Swain
makes his second catch. It'll be third and 15.
Third and 15 fucking years.
Dude, he has no swag at all.
No.
He looks just, like, terrible.
Those guys controlled the pass rush as much as the offensive line did. So your quarterback can really help when your protection needs help.
No question.
23% conversion rate on third.
Look at this.
Third and 15.
They're just guarding the line.
Six defensive backs all
line. Yep. Honestly, that was the smartest play they could have done.
He's got to go for it.
Yeah, he must. This is going to test Jason Garrett's character whenever he picks right now.
I'm going for it.
If he does it, then he is a pussy. And he does not have any belief. Yeah. Dude, that's why I said the Ram. I like the Rams coach. Look at him, dude. Exactly, dude. They're not going for it. And, dude, that's just pretty much saying you don't believe in your offense.
Yeah.
Which is, dude, like, dude, just give that man the ball.
I do not believe in that.
Dude, that's why fucking the Rams coach and the press conference, because they were questioning him. They're like why did you go on fourth down? He's like, you know, I know the players had confidence, and I got confidence in my team. He's like, and when we all fucking want something in together, it's like, we do it as a team. And we don't care what anyone else is really thinking. Like, that's why the Rams are 9-1.
Yeah.
Dude, exactly. Like, dude, look at how savage.
Huh?
Like, savage, not yeah, like conservative.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's fun. Because I want to be the coach that just, like, it's like the coach just like ruins everyone's excitement. I feel like that's what Jason Garrett is. Just like Buzz Killington. Buzz Killington. I need some more tomato pie.
Huh?
I might need some more tomato pie.
Buy Xbox One X, get Fallout 76.
Alexa, dim the lights. Okay.
It's already happening.
You can watch that fucking thing, dude.
Dim the lights. I said in 20 years, it's already... I don't even realize that it's happening right now.
Alexa, drop in on Charlie.
New Amsterdam is hit drama.
Can I help?
And now
we are living in a fucking sick ass time.
The system is broken. We can only help you. We take risks.
New episodes of New Amsterdam return Tuesday.
Like, I'm just so excited to see where things lead in like 15. Where's everyone gonna be? Like, what's everyone's status gonna be, too? Dude, we literally were born at the perfect time. Like, we didn't experience technology when we were young, and then we just got fucking slapped in the mouth with it for the past 70 years after.
Yeah, like, we started, like, we got it, like, in the middle.
Like, the best time not to have technology, we didn't have it. But kinda, like, we still played, like, video games and shit like that, you know?
Yeah. I thought there was more phones weren't really big at the time.
Dude. They just had a delay game.
Did they really?
False start.
Oh my god.
Dude, that's an example of that.
Did they just go for it?
They went for it, and they got a fucking false start, and now they're gonna punt.
I don't think that was Lyle Collins. I think that was Schultz on the outside. He's gonna do a little move. Oh, there was Swain. Swain. Yeah. Both of them gave a little flinch.
That's the worst.
Chris Jones, this will be his second punt. First, traveled 46 yards.
Dude, that couldn't describe Dallas anymore. Like, the time they actually decided to go for it.
After that happens.
Been criticized not going for it.
They jump off
the start and then punt.
Well, that's just, I could have told you that was going to happen before it happened.
I'm not even surprised. Huh? Not even surprised. And they had the first down, too. He's just going to run around the corner.
31 in September, 30 in October.
We'll never know now.
And the only other guy at tight end with 30 more catches in consecutive months, Witten in 2012, when he caught 110. So Ertz is on pace to put his name into the record book.
Yeah, basically.
Zach Ertz.
That's a big number.
Caught one tonight for 1 yard.
Dude, what happened to Miles Austin?
Dude, I swear to God, I don't know.
He was like dating Kim K. Get out of here right now. Dude, Austin was dating Kim K. I remember that.
Was he really? I don't even remember that.
What's he saying? Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Miles Austin. We watched him play a fucking Mammoth.
There we go. Zach cool. Ertz gonna come down and do a little crackback.
The next thing you know, he's fucking had a huge game against the Chiefs. Had like two deadly ass years and then just completely fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah, right?
I don't know what he's doing now, though.
Like, there's no way he's in the NFL.
He's not. He might have died. I don't know. I'm just kidding. I haven't said that because I actually haven't heard his name.
That's what I mean. Like, he's a ghost. Like, even on Instagram, I'm curious. Like,
yeah, right? Honestly, that's probably your best bet to see if he's on there.
Yeah.
Was doing fine.
He probably has a ton of people following. Just because he dated Kim Kardashian.
Then he hurt himself in week 5, so now you got Clement, who's
just slamming that. Dude, as soon as his name came out, he's literally just like a backup wide out. And then as soon as your name's out there, then
running back attack.
Isn't that weird though? Like, Kim K wouldn't date you if you were the backup wide out.
Does he? Yes, he does.
But if you would have started right now, she would definitely be out of there.
When they are starting to fire some stunts at this offensive line,
can't be mad at it.
As well. You know the thing that gap
that's why fucking animals fight before they fucking fuck their own teammates.
They're going to check out and see if Alapula Bhatti Vaitai can fix some
of these
things.
The get the tougher and fucking smarter
one.
Huh? In the wild, that's why they fight. It's like, I'm just, the females, I'm just gonna take the tougher, smarter one.
Pass caught at the 22-yard line by Zach Ertz. Gain of 8. Making it second down and 2.
Now, one of the problems with trying to blitz and use a zone defense behind it is those zones get really big. And so they brought a blitz off the outside with Jalen Smith, but too much space to have to cover inside.
No huddle here. Second and 2, getting bottled up at the line of scrimmage is Wendell Smallwood. Tolman was on the bubble at the beginning of the season, but made the team, and fortunate they kept him in light of the injury to Ajayi.
Third down, baby. Yeah, check out Miles Austin's Instagram.
Basically, he went from playing to not playing.
You gotta see
all.
What the fuck this guy's doing.
In the last seven,
probably just took his money and bailed.
Was the one time Jay Ajayi was inactive, just to give him a rest in week 17.
Third down, long one. Spread it out with five wide. Let's fires, and that's incomplete. So once
there
again,
go.
Good coverage. Take the intended receiver. Woods covering on the play. Doug Peterson loves to go for it on fourth down. Would be no surprise here.
He's going right in.
I'd be surprised if he didn't go right for it. Pretty nice play there by Xavier Woods. He knew exactly what Tate was going
to
do.
He doesn't have an Instagram.
Through the play to make it.
Did like the Illuminati just like erase this human?
So the Cowboys were going to go for it on fourth down.
Dude, that's crazy. No Twitter?
Josh,
I mean, I'll talk to her. I mean,
we might have to look into this, dude.
We might have to find this man.
We could just have a whole TV show on the investigation of Miles Austin.
Our first suspect is Kim Kardashian.
No way.
Isn't it weird, like, if back in the day, if we actually wanted to do that, we would actually have to, like, travel around and figure out that answer. Now we can just, like, go on the internet and do, like, a couple Google searches and we'll be fucking right there.
I gotta Google, where's Miles Austin, dude?
Where's he been? I feel like we still have to do the investigation of Miles
Austin.
Dude,
we...
Like, I must write that one down.
Yeah.
Dude, here he is on Twitter.
Does he?
Yeah.
What's he doing? What's
the best thing about how many followers is he got? Not having to go to work.
Peanut butter and bacon.
252.8 thousand. Decent
amount. Following 100.
I was going to say, if like, no one knows him, let's hit him up. Hit him up, tell him to come on the show. And it'll really be called that.
Hey, we're doing a skit called The Investigation. Hey, we're doing a skit of The Investigation of Miles Austin.
Can you fucking come on the show?
Can you start on the show on the first episode?
It'll probably be like 2 weeks, and you'd just be like, yes.
I feel like you're instantly famous at that point.
Yeah.
Because that is the funniest thing ever.
Yeah, that must come out. And we have to, like, make it look serious, too.
Yeah.
Make it, like, a drama. Like, make it look like a drama,
yeah.
But it's funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The investigation of Miles
I'm
Austin.
I'm excited just because of episode one.
It's gonna be us coming up with fucking.
How do you even start that?
The suspects. And really putting a background story.
Wow.
Like, okay, so Miles Austin. We'll bring up like a clip of him like killing at the Chiefs or something. Him sitting on the sidelines before the game, like, amping himself up, like, knowing this was his day. To just having like some blowed up life. He just fucking slamming out Kincaid to fucking getting traded to disappearing.
Yeah.
And then like little pop on there. Now it's us. Where'd he go? Where did he go? And then just the investigation of
Matt. Yeah, dude.
That's really all you have to do. You don't even have to actually act out the skit. Just the idea of us just saying it.
Pretty tremendous play and a big emotional play. Jalen Smith's going to come in here and make the play to Marcus Lawrence.
Just putting that word out into the world is a must.
Cowboys defensively have come out here fired up. They felt a little
embarrassing. What is he doing now? What was he doing over there?
Down the stretch in that one a week ago when they really needed to pick up an offense that was struggling.
Or is he just like on the beach drinking margaritas every day?
They are ready.
Second and four. Pretty much the season over for the Cowboys tonight. Elliott. A little hesitation Third and short. I'm coming. We go to Michelle.
Well, you mentioned that Zach Martin is back in the game. They took him back to the locker room, checked that left knee, and it was stable, so they've taped it up. He came back out onto the sidelines, gave it a test, and they determined he's good to go. Still wearing that brace on the knee that he came into the game with, Al.
He's jumping number 70. Boy, when he went down, you wouldn't have thought.
Dude, he's not even saying what he's doing. I don't know what he's doing.
He's just a person walking around.
He's just someone on Twitter.
Just an unemployed person.
Yes. But he could be anywhere right now. I have no idea.
Dude, he was sick. He was so fast.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, he was nice.
Good hands, too.
Huh?
He had good hands. Yeah, yeah. Fame, dude. Some people just can't handle the fame.
I mean, he suck, huh?
Might be a delay of game.
I think, like, if you just go off and bang out Kim K to John not... Harry?
Did they call him right? Play a game. Timeout. Dallas.
I feel like just take the win, though. You can bang it, like, instead of fucking...
So yeah, you already won. You won.
You won.
Well, you know, the one thing about the Cowboys, you never Chris, is that again. You can always count on it. We've done so many of their games through the years.
Now he's probably like, you know, my favorite rapper is David
Max. There's always something going on.
That you got your good drama and you got your bad drama.
Miles Austin's favorite rapper is dating his ex.
I feel like that's the chance where you gotta just fucking go and try to run through all of them and then just.
Anybody, wait, what's right? That?
I think you gotta try to run through all of them.
Well, all the chicks. Yeah.
Absolutely. That whole family. Yeah.
That'd be amazing. That's a huge win.
Yeah. I'd be all right to die at that exact moment. Yeah.
Just sway a bunch of lube in your ears and just like. Just lube in my ass. And then just take your poach all the way down.
Because that's all it's going to take.
Say, fuck it, slide Caitlin in there too.
Who?
Slide Caitlin in there too.
What are you nuts?
It's for the podcast. It's for the cast.
Should have been perfectly on balance. Got his body moving towards the target. Instead, he faded away
that's
from
all
this
fucked
throw
up that situation.
Sort of
yeah, what the like, what the fuck? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Dude, Joe Rogan said it best on any one of them.
Let's go.
Didn't get it.
Because I swear to God, I didn't get it.
Sick. That's what I'm talking about. He just grew balls. Like, Jason Garrett, I think, just realized. I think when, dude, they brought the camera to him when he had to, make the choice to go for it. He just turned into a savage. I wish I could. This was on DVR. We can try it back.
This is really just Jeff Heath. He put his
damn, that was a fucking bit. They had a minute to go.
And he just drove for that first down, but I love it. You know, we're down
dude,
to that
right there, the fucking actually
man.
They had to fucking move that pipe. Dude, they pushed that whole thing. Come on now.
See, dude,
capitalize
when you do
now.
Shit like that, your team gets pumped up.
Yeah, that's what you're fucked.
He just got the ball off. Elliot yep. On the screen. First down. Let's fucking go.
Just keep the pace going.
See, dude, that's momentum.
That's what I'm saying. Keep ride with it now.
Man, I thought Bennett was going to have a strip sack on this one. Here we go.
Me too.
Watch how close he comes to Dak Prescott.
Dude, that was perfect. He literally went like that. See, dude, just a little attitude change in your coach. Your players, just their swag just shoots through.
That's crazy. Just he knew.
Yeah, but that's fucking it.
It just this flies right on. It's just like shooting darts, dude.
Just the wrist. That would be Witten right there, though. You catch it and someone takes out his.
Douglas makes the tackle and takes the ball. Just into Philadelphia territory, second and six.
Let's talk about the secondary. I just want Josh to go to the Super Bowl so we can just
have a
sick party.
So I can be, huh?
So we can just have a sick party.
And so I can be the cockiest bastard for the rest of the
year. I just remember.
Yeah, I will wear. I will be in fucking. I'll deck myself out every single day.
Absolutely. Just deck the house out. Dude, what's better than that? That's just satisfying.
Oh my god.
He gets to the 48-yard line for a minimal gain. Flag is down. Graham makes the tackle.
We have to throw like the sickest party of all time.
Yeah.
Second down and six.
And take bets.
Noah Brown in his motion.
Take what happened when he has like $1,000 on the game, so everyone's going.
And it's gonna be called for the foul.
Look how rowdy it would be.
Dude.
Everyone had 1,000 on the game.
I mean, dude, I'm saying someone's probably going to die.
Someone's dying. All of our voices are going to be gone. We'll probably eat like 12 large pizzas.
He's just going to try. As long as he stays in a straight line, he's fine. But he just
someone's swinging.
Yeah. And someone's getting clocked in the head with a glass bottle.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's...
So unless we all bat on the same team. If that's the case, just throw 35,000, throw like 30 grand out of here.
Dude, then you're, then you pull your hair out. Now you're pulling your hair.
Dude, you'd be going nuts. Every like 3 yards game, every 5 yards game, you'd have a fucking the biggest celebration you would ever have. Like that right there, you'd be going nuts.
Yeah.
Going nuts.
Maybe if we have like 8 guys, we threw 8 grand on a game. If we win, we get 100k.
But I think Jason Garrett has already proven tonight that he's willing to go for it on 4th down, so wouldn't stun me to see them go run.
Dude, you're going to be on your, you're not going to be able to sit down.
No.
You're going to be like, hold on. You're trying to like morph the team with the legs. Let's go.
Uh-huh. Beasley beat
their dad.
That's huge. 5 feet, 8 inches tall, is able to. Because now I'm fucking screaming.
Dude, that's a huge play.
Now I'm going nuts.
Who is their safety or their backup safety? Dude, then if you win, you literally go like. Is going to be forced to cover in the slot.
Oh my, I'm probably just going to start jerking off right there.
Yeah, no, we have someone else. Beasley, so yeah, immediately. I'm going to be like, listen, we're calling people up. And this part is never going to happen until next year. So give me my 100K, get the strippers here. 6.5
to go in the half.
Uh-huh.
Trooper.
Come on, that was it. That was it.
Dude, how do you overthrow that? I mean, I don't want to sound like that dude, but Jesus Christ.
Oh, they're going to be sick. They're making some great plays. They're getting the man coverage. Watch this move on the outside by Amari Cooper. You give up a first-round pick so you get this kind of separation. That's it. That's
dude, that was the play right there, dude.
You have to hit that play.
I was about to say, yeah, I don't want to be that guy, but that's like a must. Like, that's what you get paid to do. You get paid to make that play. That's a classic fade route to your number one.
Yeah.
And now?
Yep. Yeah.
Yo!
No, he fouled! Dude, that was the sickest thing I was. Yeah, boy. That was awesome.
Dude, that was a. Oh, no shit. State champ hurdler. Look at that, dude.
Clear him.
Oh,
dude.
I bet he's dying that he ended up. Look at this. I mean, can you imagine being Trey Sullivan and knowing.
Dude, he used so much power in his legs on that that his legs gave out at
him.
I mean,
come on. No, I mean, you got to capitalize.
Feed him.
You got to
feed him. Okay.
Run, baby.
I like this.
Run it in.
I like this.
Oh. No, he didn't step out.
No. Dude, it looked like he kept it in.
That's what I'm saying.
And I think what you're going to see in this game, having a little fun out there, but I think what you're going to see in this game, and what we've seen a lot this year, you had Amari Cooper, so the combination and the progression is going to be Amari Cooper, Cole Beasley, or Ruck. Dak Prescott. And that's not a bad combination. I'm not saying that's wrong. As a matter of fact, I think the Cowboys would be better if he did that more.
I'm saying he's definitely closer than that.
You gotta capitalize on this right now. Snap the ball. Oh my.
Eagles may challenge the spot.
Why would they do that? It's gonna be higher than it is.
Into Philadelphia territory is the 3-yard line.
Oh, no. Oh. He did step out.
More like the 4.5 almost, yeah. Wasn't it?
But if that is the challenge, is it worth it to pick up a yard?
But can you do it without it being pertaining to the first down marker, right?
I don't think you can. It's kind of just like a random challenge.
Well, it was
so a goal to go situation. So if you see where it goes out of bounds, then you can challenge that.
Let's bring in Terry McCauley. Terry, what are you seeing here?
Sure, he can challenge where he went out of bounds, and they can bring it back to that spot, Al. Again, for about a yard.
Philadelphia's challenged the previous play.
They just cut him off.
The runner stepped out prior to where he was ruled to be stepped out of bounds. We'll review the play.
All right, so the question becomes, is it worth
it? Really just cut that, dude.
Could be the longest.
Yeah, right?
Back after this.
Just a couple seconds of airtime, they fucking killed it. Fuck, dude. This man couldn't stay up for 5 yards. Dude, that would have just made me so pumped if he scored. Because, dude, you know it's going to end up in a field goal.
Yes.
Which is so depressing. Dallas is great with that is, not finishing.
Is the one movie winning audience awards across the country. There's no better way to spend the holidays than
they have the sickest drive ever and end with a field goal.
So good, you wish the movie would never end.
Fucking going for it on the punt. Getting the first down. Elliot on the screen.
Well, I'm the type of girl who likes to roll around.
And then have fucking Elliot run another fucking big thing for a field goal.
Hatchback. Toyota, let's go places.
With catering delivery from Olive Garden,
yep.
We make the food and deliver right to your door.
Yeah.
So you won't have to lift a finger. Just a fork.
Geico makes it so easy to manage my policy. With an app that lets me pay my bill, add a vehicle, or even file a claim, it's not just easy. It's aerobics in a recliner easy.
It's not just easy, it's Geico easy.
This is Wednesday night hockey. St. Louis looks to light it up in Chicago. Patrick Kane can't stop blowing past the opposition. Get ready for a Wednesday night hockey doubleheader on NBCSN.
After reviewing the play, the ball will be placed at the 4.5 yard line. It's a successful challenge. Philadelphia's now charged with the timeout.
So they win the challenge. It's worth about a yard. The 5:25 to go in the half. The ball just outside the 4-yard line. And it's second down and goal.
This is a must. I like the yards better. There's a little more space. Let me see something.
3-0.
Cool. So I can do another one, please.
And he gets just past the line of scrimmage where he's stopped by Fletcher Cox. Third down and goal.
What a great play right there by Fletcher Cox going against Sam Martin. He just continues to move and hustle and work and make that play because that one looked like it was headed for the end zone. Huge play.
Schwartz, defensive coordinator.
Man coverage on the outside if they want it.
Third and goal. Prescott under pressure, sacked at the 15-yard line. That's Michael Bennett. Long time Seattle Seahawk coming to Philadelphia. Pick sack.